October 16, 1590 was a shocking day for the Neapolitans. In the dead of night, Prince Carlo Gesualdo de Vanoza found his wife and the Duke of Andria, who she had been having an affair with, at the Palazzo San Severo. He ordered their killing and then, worried they weren't dead, returned to the room to dismember the Duke's body further. Twenty-one years later, after having met innovative musicians at the court of Ferrara in Emilia-Romagna, and no doubt drawing on his tumultuous past, he published his sixth and final book of madrigals in 1611. His final works displayed an unprecedented concentration of chromaticism and portrayed love, death, and agony with both a musical and expressive intensity that had never been heard before. What exactly is a madrigal, and why did Gesualdo come to be so unique and uniquely conceived of within the music of the Renaissance? To find out, I talked to Robert Kendrick, professor of music at the University of Chicago.
On the basis largely of lyric poetry that had to do with love and its disappointments, and sometimes death and so on, there was a new genre of multi-voice music that set such Italian poetry. And from the 1520s, this genre, this kind, this form of music was known as the madrigal or madrigale.
The first madrigals written in the 16th century were markedly different from the later madrigals by composers like Gesualdo.
The very first printed madrigal settings, say in the 1530s and 1540s, so we're talking about 60 years before Gesualdo starts publishing stuff in the 1590s, are actually relatively simple in the sense that they are for multiple voices, normally four voices, soprano, alto, tenor, bass, and then later five or six. Indeed, all of Gesualdo's madrigals are for five or six voices. And these early settings tended to actually be simple also in the sense that there were not a lot of florid, what we call melismatic passages. That is to say, passages where one syllable of the text gets a lot of notes.
So, what made the musical language of Gesualdo's late style so intense and unusual for its time?
He was going to come up with remarkably new kinds of pitch, relationships, modulations, we could call it chromaticism and so on and so forth, to set text which were about the joys and mainly the sorrows of love.
The music of Gesualdo's time operated within certain collections of pitches, sometimes as modes, but later as keys. Pitches outside of these scales, the chromatic pitches, could sound tense or striking, or the composer might transition to another keys and common pitches. Composers trying to encapsulate anguish or pain in poetry they were setting used a greater amount of these devices for a new expressive effect, like composer Luca Marenzio, who used an upward series of jarring half-steps to form a chromatic scale to represent the sense of wandering with, quote, slow and halting steps, as the poem says, in his madrigal Solo e Pensoso, arranged for recorders in this recording here. But for most of the 16th century madrigalists, this was an occasional device for special effect. That's where Gesualdo comes in, who used a wider array of accidentals and a more extended sense of tonality than any other composer of his time, and all at a feverish density.
In a certain sense, almost didn't care how much they were sung or how hard they were to sing or whatever, because what he wanted to do in order to give expression to these stark, striking vocal contrast in the music, I am on fire for love, but your heart is ice to me, if you were addressing your beloved. He wanted to use the way that he manipulated pitches in order to express these strong contrasts in the literary text that he was setting.
After being seldom performed during the 19th century, composers like Igor Stravinsky rediscovered Gesualdo and saw him as a precursor to the experimentation of 20th century modernism. Ever since then, new recordings of Gesualdo's music come out yearly, and multiple operas have even been written about his life. But why should we care at all? The true value of Gesualdo is not whether he was ahead of his time. Gesualdo's example is one of finding new ways for sincere and profound emotional expression. No other music conveys love and pain with such simultaneous strangeness and poignance. Since the pandemic has begun and political crises have emerged throughout the world, people have turned to art, as they always have, as a space to express themselves and find an outlet for their suffering. Gesualdo's life was both highly productive and tormented. But in our time, we can look to his example as one of fruitful searching and striving to bear one's inner spirit through art. Reporting for the U-High Midway, I'm Ryan Clark.